With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters in Washington. By a 218 to 214 margin, the House passed President Trump's budget bill. After the vote, House Speaker Mike Johnson reacted to the passage of the legislation.
For this last election cycle, America was we're in deep trouble. And we knew that if we won, and we believed we would, we knew that if we got unified government, we'd have to quite literally fix every area of public policy. Everything was an absolute disaster under the Biden-Harris radical, woke, progressive Democrat regime. And we took the best effort that we could in one big, beautiful bill to fix as much of it as we could. And I am so grateful to God that we got that done as we did.
The bill now goes to President Trump for his signature. The legal battle over transgender athletes in girls' sports will go before the Supreme Court. Correspondent Jennifer King reports on one of the cases up for review.
West Virginia is appealing a lower court ruling that found their ban violates the rights of Becky Pepper Jackson, who sued the state in middle school because she wanted to compete in track. Just 2 weeks ago, the court upheld a ban on gender-affirming care for transgender youth. And this week, the University of Pennsylvania modified records set by a transgender swimmer, Leah Thomas.
A second case comes from the state of Idaho. In all, more than two dozen states have enacted laws barring transgender athletes from participating in girls' sports competitions. President Trump is complaining that the United States provided too many weapons to Ukraine under the previous administration. Trump gave his first public comments Thursday on the pause in some shipments as Russia escalates its latest offensive. On Wall Street, the Dow up by 344 points, the NASDAQ rose 207. This is SRN News. Russia is persecuting people of faith.
The U.S. Commission on International Religious Freedom says ever since the invasion of Ukraine, Russian forces have been carrying out a campaign of intimidation and harassment against clergymen and congregations in the annexed territories. The commission says Russia has jailed and tortured a number of religious leaders and closed down many churches. Protestant, Catholic, and Orthodox Church of Ukraine pastors and laymen have been targeted. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
As automakers begin to phase out AM radio, a diverse coalition of stakeholders linked with conservative talk shows, foreign language stations, and Christian broadcasters is fighting back. They're teaming up in the halls of Congress and on the airwaves, advocating to salvage AM radio's spots on the nation's dashboards. The AM Radio for Every Vehicle Act is the latest iteration of a bill that would require U.S. automakers to include AM receivers. This is SRN News. A major league pitcher has been placed on leave amid a gambling investigation. Correspondent Gethin Kulbaugh reports.
Cleveland Guardians pitcher Luis Ortiz has been placed on non-disciplinary leave due to a gambling investigation by Major League Baseball. That's according to two people with knowledge of the investigation who spoke to the Associated Press on condition of anonymity on Thursday. The Athletic was first to report that Ortiz's suspension was related to gambling. MLB and the Guardians had no further comment on the investigation. The 26-year-old Ortiz is in his first season with Cleveland after he was acquired in a trade with Pittsburgh last December. I'm Gethin Kulbaugh.
Famed Mexican boxer Julio Cesar Chavez Jr. has been arrested for overstaying his visa and lying on a green card application and will be deported to Mexico. More details at srnnews.com. From Washington, I'm Keith Peters.